DubCNN.com, Javon having the pleasure to hook up with the one and only, you know him because he has the dope voice, Evidence, man. How you doing? No problem, man. No problem. So I know you are getting ready or promoting the new project, Cats and Dogs. But before you get into that, I know you're on a new label home, and I don't want to put too much emphasis on it, but I wanted to ask you, what's the environment like with where you're at? Is there a difference? Does it matter where you're at in terms of the environment? Talk a little bit about that. Okay, so along those lines now, because we've talked a couple times in the past, years past, so what are you experiencing now that that a couple years ago you would have said, nah, I don't think I'll ever travel to this place or experience or have these opportunities open up to me? What type of things are you doing that you never thought you'd be doing at this point? Whether it's musically, whether it's personally, whatever it is, you expand on it.
I didn't project to have a solo career. It wasn't the intention. It was more like I wanted to do a solo record. More like, you know, like an outlet. Things that weren't necessarily sitting on a diary record, like The Loss of My Mom, or certain topics like that, where it was like, I tried to put it on those records, but it just wasn't the time or place for that. And it wasn't like I didn't have the open arms for my group to do that. They were welcoming anything I wanted to do. But as the same with Rocco, you know, he's really politically driven, and sometimes he doesn't want to speak on stuff on a dilated record because he knows that, but I don't necessarily share the same view on that, you know. So a solo record was like, for both of us, initially was just like a way of being off the label, getting to express ourselves, and that was it. But, you know, in the process, Rocco took a little longer than we expected for him to drop the first one, so I did one. And then I just did another one while I was waiting. Kind of not waiting, but, you know, just staying busy, and that was the layover. Then he dropped Crown of Thorns, which was amazing, and by that time I had done a deal with Rhymesayers, so that was coming next. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of crazy how it's just putting out product from the layover mixtape with DJSP, and, you know, Dubstan that really helped out a lot with, you know, and, the I Only Love EP that I did with Twisted Pro and certain things like that really, like, kind of solidify to the people that I'm staying active and I believe in what I'm doing as a solo artist as well as in a group. So, you know, to tweet something and have blogs posting that kind of shit, I didn't really expect it, to be honest. I didn't realize that it was building like that because I was so immersed in the process and just trying to work it via touring and staying on the net and stuff like that. So it's been kind of a blessing, to be honest. It really wasn't. I'm still diving in first and foremost. But this outlet and this run of solo stuff I'm doing is a lot of fun. And really good therapy for me as well.
Okay. Now, when you speak about the current project in terms of Cats and Dogs, so talk about the recording process. I know you have the track You that you have with DJ Premier, and definitely a dope track, but talk about recording, narrowing it down, because you're a producer yourself, and I know in the past when we talked to you, you kind of say, yeah, okay, yeah, I produce, but I'm focusing on just bringing in whoever has the hottest tracks, we're going to put those on there. So talk about the project and what people can expect and maybe how you started to narrow it down.
You know, he's been working on Dre and stuff. He said they have a motto in the studio that they always keep referring to, and that is, your ego is not your amigo. And it's the realest shit. just because I make beats doesn't mean that they're going to go on the record, especially when I'm hanging out with Alchemist, the Drones, and Premier, and all these people. It's like, it doesn't make sense for me to, you know, want more publishing on the record or just more credit when people read the liner notes and say, I did it, when I know that, you know, I don't have all the ammunition I need to sit with these people. Then sometimes, and that's me, you know, in the humble look as well, because some people say, no, I like your stuff or whatever, but sometimes it happens where I'm like, I don't need love. The song of Cats and Dogs, like I really felt like that. That beat could sit next to one of them. So I put it on there. And on the layover EP, I felt like Cold Weather and Don't Hate sat what next to other people were. And on the Weatherman, I felt like I know Hot and Cold, I Still Love You, and MC to CA, one of my producers on that, so right next to those people. So it's really just like, if I got the right beat, I'll do it. But I got to make sure that I'm thinking like a producer, not thinking through my ego because it's my record. And that's really the process of what I'm doing. Not to mention that, you know, solo records, there's 10 songs on my album that I wrote by myself, and then, you know, 5 or 6 that I have other people on them. And, you know, it's different when you're writing 3 verses, got to come up with the chorus, make sure it's not... make sure it's well-rounded, make sure it's not redundant. It's a different process than it is when you're splitting verses with somebody. Black, I think, said the chorus a lot of the times on a Diamond record, Babu comes with an idea. It's like it's more of a collaborative effort, so to take the time to focus to write is not a bad idea. And then the last thing is, straight up, sometimes, like, not just lose perspective on the beat when I'm making it, because I'm sitting there chopping the loop up forever while pieces to be seamless, and I know the break it came from, and I know how long the bass line took me to tune it right, and all this bullshit. By the time the track is done, I'm just burnt on it because I'm just working on the shit forever. And somebody else hears it like a trick to check my accuracy, you know, that was going to go on my record, you know what I'm saying? But I was just tired of it, and he was so excited about it that I was like, take it. You know what I mean? Like, it was just sometimes when I get beats from other people, I don't hear the process that they went through to make it. They just give me a whole piece of music. I get excited about it, and it's just, it sparks something a little fast.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense. So let folks know, because I know the album is going to be dropping soon, obviously on Rhymesayers, where they can go to stay on top of what's going on with Evidence and what you got going on, man.
Well, I mean, rhymesayers.com/evidence is pretty fucking accurate. You know, they have all my tour dates and what's going on and all the links to everything. You need to check it out or to buy it. You know, pre-order is doing really well, so I'd encourage everyone to pre-order it if you can. Overseas as well as in the States, you know, we have German pre-links going, and we have, you know, the Fifth Element pre-order going on in Minneapolis. That's for the majority of the U.S. We're going to have bonus tunes on iTunes. It's going to be a really dope project, and super excited about the way Rhyme Sayers is connecting it all together. I'm into that. I'm into closing and getting the vision through and promoting it without trying to be obnoxious, but trying to get it out there. I think this is a good combination. They literally have me on the road every day until the record drops. They had me on the road last month and a half with Atmosphere. I picked back up on Tuesday with them for another 3 weeks, and then take the Rhyme Sayers is taking a lot of the roster to Europe for a Rhyme Sayers tour. That's going to be crazy as well. So literally from now to the end of November, I don't have a day off.
Well, you stay busy, man. I appreciate you giving a little time, man. We gotta hook this up again.
I appreciate y'all supporting us. It's very well noticed and noted.